On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We have State Senator Lena Taylor on the line talking us through a range of issues. Here are some to get us started. What to do about racial inequality in criminal justice policymaking? Eviction notices up? Unemployment claims unpaid? Are you jobless due to COVID? Have you received support? How has it affected your financial situation? What can state lawmakers do to curb police violence and brutality? We're at 800-642-1234. Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee represents District 4, which includes North Milwaukee, Glendale, Wauwatosa, and the village of Shorewood, and she served in the legislature since 2003. Senator Taylor, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
Well, let's start with this your Republican colleagues unveiling a plan last week using $40 million of the state's federal CARES Act funding to offer zero-interest bridge loans to Wisconsinites who still are waiting on their unemployment benefits. Do you support this plan?
You know, I have long asked for us to send something to someone, to individuals who are seeking unemployment if we have not been able to serve them within a certain time. And I thought 4 weeks was way more than reasonable because I have individuals who have 16 weeks, you know, been waiting. Individuals who are, you know, writing and they are right on the verge of homelessness. People who have had no revenue in at all because, you know, there has not been able to be an adjudication because of the new procedures that were put in place to add more adjudicators. So this is just really, which are administrative law judges. So this has really just been an extremely, extremely trying time for individuals waiting on unemployment and very candidly for people who worked within the agency because there were challenges with the system and, you know, just more people, of course, than anyone ever imagined or could dream of, you know, have happened in our state.
So would these loans be a bridge? Would they be something in the meantime? What recourse do you see?
So I don't know the terms and how they're doing it. So the concept of the loan, the concept of a loan disturbs me. But in the same breath, if it is, it's a loan unless, right, they are eligible and then, you know, we've reduced their payment by that. Is what I had been requesting. The point is that I do believe that we need to do something, but very candidly, I find that the Republicans' request for anything is hypocritical because we can't get them to come in and even have sessions so that we can talk about what we should be doing for Wisconsinites related to coronavirus. And they waited a month before we even came in to do anything. And then when we did come in, President Ross refused to uphold the rules and the procedures that we are normally accustomed to in the Senate, that you can ask a question, that you can ask to speak or to do an inquiry of the chair. And those things were not allowed. So, you know, this should not be political, coronavirus or anything along those lines. People should be trying to figure out how we can work together so that we could do what we need to for people. But instead, it seems that my colleagues across the aisle have no concern whatsoever, and they see no sense of urgency and no desire to come in and meet.
We're talking with Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee. You can join in. What have you learned from the movement for Black Lives? What do you think the state government can do to address police violence and brutality? What about systemic racism, the wealth gap, segregation? How should state leaders approach these disparities? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Senator Taylor, you and your colleagues in the Black Legislative Caucus sent a letter to Governor Evers early June requesting that he call the Assembly and Senate into special session. And this you'd asked for on Friday, June 19th. What do you think could get the legislature back in?
Well, based on the conversations that I've had, the governor would be willing, you know, to see the legislature come back in to deal with many of the issues that you, you know, kind of articulated and asked your listeners about, which are racial disparities and, you know, what can we do to show that the words Black Lives Matter actually are in the actions of what we do as a legislature. And there is no question that the Republicans have decided they're just not coming back in. Senator Fitzgerald has made that decision. And I think that that's shameful because we are in the middle, of course, of in the middle of a pandemic in regards to health. We have businesses that need to be addressed. We have individuals who have not gotten unemployment compensation, and the disparities that exist in the state are only highlighted through coronavirus even more. And so that means that those same disparities that we often lead in the nation for people of color have us at a place that people are at extreme risk for not getting the services they need, not having the protective gear that they need, and thus not getting any help from businesses maybe that have closed, and then on top of that, no unemployment compensation. This is a very difficult time. So I would hope that the hypocrisy of saying what could happen versus the sense of urgency that we should be coming in to meet and do legislation that could address people's needs, that's what I would like to see.
Let's look at evictions in particular. For the first 2 weeks of June, increased by 42% compared to last year in the state. In Milwaukee County, the increase is higher at 44%. Should the state be extending protections for tenants during this economic instability?
I believe that they should. I believe that the dollars that we put in place, both that have come in from the county level as well as from the state level to help deal with evictions, were programs that are very much needed. I'm sorry to see that the city of Milwaukee did not implement such a program, especially since evictions have been a huge problem in this community in particular. And I'm going to tell you, when unemployment has not been done, when individuals have so many weeks that they've been waiting, there is no question that something, right, needs to be done to help people with housing. This is in Wisconsin, especially with the weather that we have. This is, you know, housing is not an option. I think that we should also be doing something to address even the utility issue and maybe further moratorium on utilities and how we deal with that. Either way it goes, this again speaks about why we should be in session. We are being paid while other individuals are not even getting unemployment compensation. Some people have lost jobs and they won't even be able to get their job back. Jobs aren't coming back. We should be coming in, meeting. We should be doing whatever we can to be able to make things better for Wisconsinites, especially around the issue of housing.
Talking with State Senator Lena Taylor about a range of issues in front of lawmakers, are you concerned about upcoming elections during the pandemic? Have you been able to vote safely? Do you work the polls? Milwaukee, let's hear from you. What would you like to share with your state senator? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back for more State Cap with State Senator Lena Taylor in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democratic Party officials announced last month that their nominating convention will be almost entirely virtual and encouraged delegates to stay away from Milwaukee. But presumptive nominee Joe Biden is expected to accept the nomination in Milwaukee. No details yet on the speech. How do you feel about the DNC organizing events in Milwaukee? What do you want state lawmakers to prioritize as they address the economic fallout from the health crisis? We're at 800-642-1234. State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee stays with us. Senator Taylor, I want to get your thoughts on the DNC. Are you concerned about the missed economic opportunity for the city of Milwaukee as you look at the DNC scrapping events?
Of course, especially when the mayor already had put the money in his budget for this year coming and beyond. That's challenging because that means that we already have spent, some say already are depending on revenues that we are not going to get. So that's troubling. It also, you know, of course, is troubling when we were going to do it in the Pfizer Forum and, you know, thought we would have 50,000 people. And so for all the small businesses, you know, for all the people that were going to do pop-ups, all of that kind of thing is extremely challenging to not have 50,000 people in your city. And then on top of it now, maybe not even the delegates, because people have been discouraged from coming. But I would argue that that is the most responsible and the safest thing to do under the circumstances, especially when you see more than 15,000 people who have tested positive in Florida. And in Milwaukee Milwaukee area alone, we were almost at 1,000 the other day. So these are real issues. And, you know, we want people to be safe, life and people over politics, for sure.
As a Wisconsin Democrat, what will your role in the National Party Convention be?
Well, as a state senator and one of two people of color, there is no question that we will be involved, as well as I will say that at a time where people of color, the amount that they vote and what they do has such a huge role in what will happen in the future. Every vote, very candidly, counts. But knowing that Milwaukee and Dane County are strongholds for voting and for what comes out for us, who will win a statewide election, it matters who is going out there and voting. So I want to see great numbers. And what we have found is people of color, when the more that they come out, the greater of a chance that winning the state happens. So I'm going to be all hands on deck, all feet on the ground, trying to do everything I can to get people to be engaged and to come out and vote.
Milwaukee had just 5 voting sites in the April election. Is it possible to have all 180 open for the November presidential election amid COVID?
It should have happened for the April 7th election also. The misinformation saying that there were not enough poll workers truly was not, it was not true. It was not valid. And we had not did the things that we needed to. So could it happen again in Milwaukee? Yes. Why do I say that? Because there's been a issue with the executive director, you know, being appointed. There are issues with how much time we have before the next election. There are concerns by most people because the lack of accurate information is the same pattern that we saw in the April election that we're seeing now, meaning letting people know that all sites are going to be available, making sure that the communications and recruitment of poll workers is being done in a very creative way, like, for example, what Dane County did in the April election. I mean, we have to think out of the box. And at this juncture, there's
what,
such disarray.
What did you see that Dane County did differently that could be replicated in Milwaukee?
Thank you for asking. One of the things they did was, because their businesses were closed down, they called people who had licenses within the city and asked if those people would be willing to be poll workers. In the Glendale area, they reached out to their high school students and got their high school and college students to come and to work in their polling locations in order to have and so did Dane County in order to get people. Milwaukee did not do any efforts to get individuals to come and work in polling sites, and as a matter of fact, was non-responsive to people who were asking. And on top of that, individuals who were normal poll workers and had worked for years had not been called. So there's just some basic things that could be done in order to prevent us from being at that place. And I love the drive up way that we did early voting. And so I think that there's just so much more creativity that we can do to think out of the box to make it safe for people, but also to maximize individual voting.
We have Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee with us, and time for your questions. Are you concerned about the state's upcoming elections during the pandemic? Have you been able to vote safely? Do you work the polls? Share your experience, thoughts with us, 800-642-1234. Senator Taylor, I want to look here at transportation. Last week, Governor Evers announced his administration will revive the $1.1 billion plan to expand I-94 west of Milwaukee. Do you support this plan?
I love the concept of potentially, you know, thousands of jobs being available for Wisconsinites. We know that transportation, $700 million of contracts of work that needs to be done. We know that we have been able to make it work with transportation for people across the state. So because of that, I hope that this project can go forward. I know that there were community concerns, and it seems that some of those challenges have been pushed aside, or they've been worked through, maybe is a better word to say. I will say, if I could be very candid, I would love to see some money spent on potholes. I would love to see dollars spent to help communities, because taxpayers are spending at least $1,000 more a year on their vehicles because of our roads and transportation challenges. Also are way beyond concrete roads. We also have major issues around like public transportation. There are some areas in the state that don't really have access at all. In places like Milwaukee, we don't have access at the level that we need to and that other cities of our size have around the nation. So yes, I like the concept. I'm not really sure what the challenges will continue to be. And I want to make sure that those dollars that minority contractors, like with the Marquette Interchange, get an opportunity, because since Governor Walker, we have now become the state that gives the most waivers for major contractors not to do work with a minority firm.
Looking at the state Supreme Court upholding laws passed during the lame duck session of 2018, these laws have been widely challenged and debated. Have you seen them have an impact on your work in the state Senate or in the state government more broadly?
Of course, and I think it's shameful. Governor Walker and the Republicans doing this to, you know, really try to limit Governor Evers' ability to be able to do what the majority of Wisconsinites decided, which was that they wanted to see him lead the ship. They've made it very difficult for him to, you know, for him to be able to do that. And I also hate to see the amount of dollars that have been spent on unnecessary, I feel, lawsuits. Instead of fighting with the governor about how to move forward with the coronavirus issue, we should have been meeting. We should have been in session. We should be in session. And it's shameful that it's been made political.
As we wrap up here in our last moments, with so many different issues before you in terms of challenges, in terms of fires, in front of you, where do you put your focus as a lawmaker?
You know, I'm glad that you asked. One of the things that I know that we've worked on as the Black Caucus is to talk about what things can be done in order to create a greater level of self-sustainability among African-Americans in our state by making sure that access and equity are things that we improve on. So that will be a cornerstone of what I do, the Joint Criminal Penalties Review Committee, trying to make that where we must use it so that we can save our state dollars in mass incarceration is something, you know, that is also extremely important. And if it was up to me, you know, police reform issues are things that we surely should be dealing with because it's costing taxpayers millions of dollars in communities like mine. But any community where there are settlements happening, taxpayers are paying for the behavior of bad cops. And we all know that, you know, there are good cops and all cops are not bad. But those that are, we've got to do something about bad cops.
State Senator Taylor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And until next time, be blessed.
State Senator Lena Taylor is a Democrat from Milwaukee representing District 4, including North Milwaukee, Shorewood, Glendale, and Wauwatosa. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with Wisconsin Department of Children and Families Secretary Emily Amundson. How is the pandemic affecting the children in your life, in your community? You can ask the DCF Secretary a question, 800-642-1234. More State Cap after this news update on the Ideas Network.